What's happening locally? The news.
And let us do that. Let us find out what is happening locally here in the Republic of Panama. It is the dream of thousands of people, but only a few achieve it. What is it? Obtaining state land for pennies or less per square meter. The most visible faces of these businesses are deputies and ministers, and in this case, Capira Deputy Yanibel Abrego of the Cambio Democratico is one of those privileged few, and it's not for the first time. The latest acquisition is 18.4 titled hectares divided into two fincas located in the mountainous area of the township of Siri Grande in Capira, delivered to Abrego by the National Land Administration Authority, ANATAI, on March the 23rd at a cost of $120. That is less than 1 cent per square meter, thus arguing a social function. And ANATAI has contributed to Abrego, accumulating hectares of land in that same district. The Prensa has recorded at least 66.5 hectares obtained by the ANATAI deputy, and some have even been transferred to their companies. The purchases from the state are not new. In July of 2012, Abrego paid $60 for 9.4 hectares, that is less than $6.50 per hectare, or a thousandth of a cent per square meter. The property borders the Indio River and the Indio River Street of Los Choros de Jordanal in Siri Grande in Capira. It is here precisely where once again Abrego obtained last March the 18.4 hectares that, according to the official, she will use for agricultural activities, of which she did not give any details. The transfer of 2,361 hectares of national lands from the Project for the Consolidation of Areas and Protection of Water Sources and Environmental Conservation of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, has not yet been completed with the Ministry of Economy and Finance, reported the entity. In order to protect these lands located on the west bank of the canal, said the ACP Administrator, Ricoarte Vasquez, $550 million would be allocated this year. Vasquez's announcement was made in September of 2022 during the support of the ACP budget in the National Assembly. That is, the ACP would pay $22.20 per square meter. Now, this price contrasts with that of the national forested lands in Capira and close to beaches in Colón, which the National Land Administration Authority delivered last year in exchange for cents or less per square meter to Yanibel Deputies Abrego and Aurel Pineda from the Cambio Democratico and the Partido Revolucionario Democratico, respectively. Both deputies confirm that the land is used for their private businesses. Three of the four parties forced to go to primaries have already separated the position their leaders will be the ones who will decide their respective candidates to direct the mayor of Panama, a not insignificant position since it is an entity with an annual budget of $310.3 million and a payroll of 5,700 employees. At the same time, in the race for free nominations, some figures already stand out who will measure forces with the political parties for the second most important job. With the management marked by controversy, among other things, due to his desire to build an artificial beach and a new seafood market on the coastal strip, projects that were rejected by the citizens, José Luis Fábrega, the current mayor of the capital, does not have insured application. The political group to which he belongs, the ruling Revolutionary Party, the PRD, reserved this position for a possible alliance, that is to say, it will not submit it to the primaries on the 11th of June. That reserve has no name. Between now and July, we will have to make that decision. We're going to see how Fábrega behaves, assured the deputy, Raúl Pineda, third undersecretary of the National Executive Committee of the PRD, in an interview for The Knockout, published by La Prensa on the 5th of February of this year. Cambio Democratico, the CD, also reserved this position for a possible alliance. Romelu Rue, president of the party for several months, has been in talks with the opposition Panamanista Party, the new Social Independent Alternative Party, PAIS, and Alianza. While realising goals, RM, a group chaired by former President Ricardo Martinelli, reserved this position for the party. In other words, the board of directors chaired by Martinelli is the one who will decide who will be the candidate for that position. Martinelli publicly offered the nomination to Deputy Hennessy Seir Arunha, who is a CD militant and belongs to the fraction of Deputy Anabel Abrego. Arjona is the group of CD deputies that failed a place or to place a significant number of followers among those conventionally elected on the 19th of March. While the Panamanista Party, chaired by former Mayor José Isabel Blandón, is the only one of the groups of more than 200,000 adherents that will hold primaries for the Mayor's Office of Panama, Guillermo Willy Bermudez, representative of Don Bosco, has already informed that he will run for that position. The Panamanista Party primaries are scheduled for the 23rd of July, the same day that the rest of the electoral offer will be chosen. The candidates of the parties will have to compete for the votes of the capital with three candidates for free postulation. So far, those who have collected the most signatures are Edison Brosse, independent deputy, Ivan Blasser, businessman, and Luis Casis, former candidate for vice president of the Republic. Organised crime has been directing its gaze at the country's natural resources to take advantage of it. The flora and fauna, as the years go by, are impacted by their criminal activities. The statistical reports of the public ministry account for this reality. For example, between January and February of this year, environmental crimes maintain a trend very similar to that reported during 2022. Between January and February of 2023, 56 environmental crimes have been reported, while the same period last year, 55 were, which represents an average of one per day. The cases range from illegal deforestation in protected areas to mining, non-compliance with environmental impact studies, and forest fires. The provinces where the most cases of environmental crimes are reported are Coclay, Darien, Chiriquí, and Panama. In fact, the Ministry of the Environment reported that it is investigating a fire within the La Yaguada Reserve in Veraguas, which impacted some 100 hectares. It is also not ruled out that it could have been a malicious hand that caused the fire, said the environmental entity. This is not the first time that a fire of this magnitude has been reported in that protected area. Also in April of 2022, a similar disaster occurred that consumed another 100 hectares of its valuable forest resources. In the words of Germán López, former director of the Ministry of Environment in the province of Darien, many of these fires are provoked and seek at the end, the appropriation of land. López had to monitor and report to the judicial authorities several cases of fires in Darien in the last government administration, that was 14 to 2019, since those responsible for the fires, some in protected areas, built houses and then claimed possessory rights over them. Precisely in recent years, complaints have been filed in various ecological reserves and provinces for arson. For example, between March and April of 2019, several arson fires devastated about 1,000 hectares of the Punta Patiño Ecological Reserve in Darien. As a result of this, the National Association for the Conservation of Nature filed complaints for the public ministry to investigate. The 12th edition of the International Festival of Performing Arts, that's FAE, 2023, to be held in Panama between the 15th of May and the 20th, will have the participation of groups from Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, Chile, Spain and Mexico, reported the organisers. Among the countries that have already confirmed are Argentina, Colombia, Mexico and Brazil, reported Roberto King from the Experimental University Film Group of the University of Panama, one of the organisers of the meeting. From Argentina, for example, comes the production Una, based on the novel One, None and 100,000, about the decomposition of personality, written by the Italian Luigi Pirandello, a Nobel Prize for Literature in 1934. The FAE Panama has stood out since its inception in 2004, for offering a selection of theatrical and dance works, not only a great stage quality and with excellent performers, but also for sharing current human, social and political issues with the public in a powerful and overwhelming way. Among the locations are the City of Knowledge, the Athenaeum in Clayton, the Anita Vialas Theatre in San Felipe, and the GECU Multipurpose Studio, that's in Avenida 3 A Norte. The international batch will take place every day at 7:30 p.m. and the local one at 9 p.m. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Those are some of the things in today's local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.